Hey Celtophiles, this is Miranda with Miranda Nelson Designs. I create Celtic and nerdy designs for products such as t-shirts, hoodies, and eco tote bags. Check out my store at MirandaNelsonDesigns.com. Hope you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 633.
Thank you. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, and I interviewed Emer Arkins last week. She's performing at Irish Fest Atlanta on November 3rd through 5th, 2023. She's also doing a workshop on Irish lilting, and you're going to learn about it in our interview today. This podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support to keep making music. If you hear music you love, please email the artists. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you're a Celtic musician or in a Celtic band, then please submit your band to be played on the podcast. You don't need to send in any music or an EPK, just complete the permission form at 4Celts.com. Well, unless you don't have your music for sale, in which case, we'll talk. Why not show your support for the podcast? You can get one of several Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt designs in our store. Use the coupon code FALL2023 in our store to save 10% off your order from now until November 15th, 2023. And I will have an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast table at Irish Fest Atlanta this year. So please come by and pick up a podcast sticker for free, or you can buy some podcast swag, including our limited edition tote bag while you're there. I'd love to meet you. And don't forget to ask if you can introduce an episode of the podcast. I'd love to have your voice on this show. We kicked off the show with Dervish. That was Palmer's Gate from their album Midsummer's Night. They are headlining at Irish Fest Atlanta. Next up is W. Ed Harris with Lanigan's Ball, Indian Point, and the Ten Penny Bit from Family, Friends, Choices, and Memories.
The daylight dimmed, just a few friends and an old guitar. Leaving the stormy winds of the world outside what we all believed. When it was time, we would sure go far. Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a will? Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? Meeting by chance here, almost like strangers now. Must be 30 years since we last met, so we reminisce. I want to ask you, did you fulfill your dreams? But it's not my place, I won't intrude. Let me ask you this. Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a will? Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? Wandered so far away from here to the very edge of the world where the four winds blow. Went the words with you? Did you raise up your voice and you nod your head, telling me all that I need to know? Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a will? Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? And you sing them still. And we sing them still.
Thank you. Melting snow in the drink. For I'm drunk today, and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. Oh, but I'm sick now. My days, they are numbered. So come all ye young men and lay me down.
After W. Ed Harris came Eamon Friel with the old songs from Atlantic Light, then the Poor Clares with the old Bush Reel set from Resurrected Lover, and finally Carrick Fergus by the Har from Where Old Ghosts Meet. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Please email me. I'd love to see a picture of what you're doing while listening or of a band that you saw recently. You can send me an email at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. That is the best way to communicate with me, though I occasionally remember to look at Facebook. Nasser Talel messaged me with a photo on Facebook listening from Tunisia. I am Tunisian and super fan of the podcast and the culture. Keep it up, guys. And you can check out that photo of the show on his car dashboard in the show notes. Mike Combs messaged me. Hi, Mark. I'm listening to your brilliant podcast for the first time in ages, recovering from an awful week of COVID. It's still with us and very real. I've been vaccinated and had the booster shots that I'm pretty fit, but it was still awful. So goodness knows what it would have been like if I hadn't been vaccinated. Anyway, I just wanted to say how uplifting and healing it is to listen to such great music. Thank you so much for producing this. I can afford to subscribe only a small amount each month, but it is worth very much more. As a musician myself, I appreciate how much of a show like this can help with what is not the most popular music in the world, even though it should be. To come to the attention of more people, it is great to hear so many great musicians and tunes that I've never heard before. You just mentioned Heather Dale, whose album Fairy Tale I bought after hearing it on your show, so I shall make sure to check out their next podcast. When I am better, I shall probably send you an old recorded track of mine that you may want to play. I am hoping to get an album mastered as soon as I can afford it, but this track I think fits the Celtic criteria, so it would be interesting to see what you and your listeners, if you decide to play it, think. All the best and keep producing these great podcasts. Thank you so much, Mike. Of course, Mike sent this months ago, so I hope you're doing much better, and I thank you so much for sending this in. And thank you also for supporting the podcast. You know, every little, even a buck a month is spectacular, you know. Obviously, I usually tell people to, you can pledge, you know, $1 per episode and cap it at $1 per episode if you wanted. Or, you know, the ideal thing is to go straight for the $5 level because that's where you get the best benefit. And of course, it helps the podcast the most. We get a lot less money because of fees when it's a buck per episode. So, you know, however you want to support the show, though, is always great. Again, you can buy swag. You can just make a donation to the podcast, as some do. So I thank you so much for all your generous support of this podcast. All right. W. Danny Studstill sent some photos on Facebook. We build shillelaghs while we listen. And he sent a picture of some of his shillelaghs and a picture of his dog as well. So thank you so much, Danny, for sharing those pictures. I really appreciate it. All right, we are going to get on with an interview with Emer Arkins, and I think we're going to jump straight into it. Welcome, Emer Arkins. Thank you so much for joining me on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm really excited to have you on the show. First off, you are performing at Irish Fest Atlanta, which is happening the first weekend of November, November 3rd through 5th. When are you playing? You're performing there, right?
I am. I'm performing on the Friday evening and on the Saturday evening, as well. Fantastic. as doing a couple of workshops on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, this is my first time heading to Irish Fest Atlanta, so I'm really excited.
Awesome. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into music?
Sure. Well, I am originally from Rouen, which is a small village in County Clare on the west coast of Ireland. And I grew up playing music. There was lots of music in my local area when I was growing up, and I had a lot of music at school as well. So I grew up playing the fiddle and tin whistle and tried a couple other instruments along the way, and also was an Irish dancer and singer. So music was a huge part of my childhood and a huge part of growing up. My brother also plays a lot of music, so we would play music together too. And went to college and studied abroad in St. Louis, Missouri, and absolutely loved it, and came back to go to grad school at Mizzou, which is in Columbia, Missouri, about 2 hours west of St. Louis, and came for 2 years and I haven't left. I've been in St. Louis 9 years now.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
And quite a journey. Now, you say you were in Rouen. What's life like in Rouen? I've never been there. I've been to County Clare, and I'm looking at a map right now. I'm like, what do you got around here?
I like traveling. I wouldn't say Rouen is like high on people's travel bucket lists. It's a very small village. Not a lot happening there. But it's nestled sort of just outside Ennis, and there's tons of music in Ennis, loads of sessions, great players, and also quite near Curraghfin. And I played a lot of music in Curraghfin growing up. Though small as Rouen is, there are a lot of musicians from Rouen. Most notably, I suppose, Sharon Shannon, Gary Shannon, another great fiddle player, Tara Breen. So yeah, there's lots of musicians from Rouen, but it's a very, very small place.
Very cool. All right, so you moved to St. Louis, and what have you been doing since you've been living in the States? And who have you been playing with, and what? Tell me a little bit more about the music here in the States.
Yeah, so I am very involved with St. Louis Irish Arts here in St. Louis, and teach for the school, and I've been involved with the school for the past 7 or 8, 9 years. And I play a lot with Eileen Gannon, who's a harp player based here. And we have recorded a little bit together and have toured all over and played a lot of shows locally and regionally, nationally as well. And of course, anyone that comes through St. Louis who's an Irish musician will probably have heard of McGurk's Irish Pub. So uh-huh. I've played there a lot with various musicians, both local and some from overseas. And then I've been playing music with lots of other groups, bands, people. It's kind of every cat fight and dog fair, some people would describe it as. But I've toured with a Christmas show for the last number of years named Tomáisín Foley's A Celtic Christmas, and performed with some of the performers in that and various other projects as well. So there's always something new on the horizon. But when I'm in St. Louis, it's mostly through St. Louis Irish Arts and the local musicians here.
Awesome. Well, let's get a sample of your music. What is the first track that we're going to play?
The first track is from my first album, What's Next. I say first album because the second one is in the works. It's just taking a little longer than I anticipated. but these are a couple of my favorite reels, the Glen of Aherlow, Miss Langford's, and a lovely reel called Callahan's, which I didn't have a name for a long time. And people used to call it Emer's reel because I played it so much.
All right. Well, here's Emer Arkins.
Thank you.
So at Irish Fest Atlanta, you're going to be teaching Irish lilting. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm going to be teaching a workshop on Irish lilting, and we're going to be performing with a great friend of mine named Dave McKinley Ward.
Awesome. Oh, fantastic. And how do you know him?
Dave and I met at the Catskills Irish Arts Week a number of years ago and became fast friends. And he has been through St. Louis a number of times over the last couple of years for various friend trips. And then he's been playing at McGurk's here on and off for the last year or two. And so we have been playing a lot of music together and we sing together. And so, yeah, we're excited to be venturing to Atlanta together in a couple of weeks' time.
Awesome. And now Irish lilting, tell the listeners who might not know what Irish lilting is, what it is and how you do it.
Sure. Well, lilting is a form of mouth music. So it's a form of Irish mouth music, which is sort of at the intersection of singing, music and dance. And there are various other types of mouth music in the world. The Irish word for lilting is pertrocht or pertrocht bail. And a pert is the Irish word for jig or tune, P-O-R-T. And your bail is your mouth. So it really is just using your mouth to make the tune, or some people call it mouth jigging. In Ireland, you'll often hear people refer to it as didaidling as well.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So it's okay. It's a form of mouth music. And instead of using an instrument to convey a tune, or instead of, you know, humming it or going la, 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 you take what are known as nonsensical vocables, which is a very fancy way of saying gibberish or gobbledygook. And you use those vocables to convey the tune.
And can you sing to me your favorite Irish lilting song?
Sure. Tune, yeah. 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 Absolutely. I will lilt a reel for you called The Crooked Road to Dublin.
All right.
Dum diddery doodle diddle diddery doodle dap a diddle do diddery doodle diddle do diddle dum skiddery dum diddery doodle diddle diddery doodle dap a diddle do diddery doodle diddle diddle dum rattle diddle doodle diddle diddle dum ti diddle diddle da ti diddle 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 day skiddery dum diddery doodle diddle do diddle dum rattle diddle doodle diddle diddle doodle dap a diddle dum diddery doodle diddle diddle doodle dap a diddle do diddery doodle diddle dap a diddle dum skiddery da diddery diddle da diddle diddle do diddle dum diddery doodle diddle do diddle dum rattle diddle
Yay!
Thanks.
I'm curious how you you know, there are lots of nonsensical words you could use. How do you pick these particular, you know, skilly dum, you know, I mean.
Well, it's a lot of people that lilt usually go for words that start with D, because D is a percussive sound. So that's why you'll hear it sometimes referred to as diddling. And when people talk about lilting, they're like, oh, that's the diddly idle doodle dumb thing. And so D is percussive. So that's sort of a go-to for a lot of people. And then when you lilt a lot, I think you develop, you know, you could develop a style and you develop a preference for certain sounds or certain vocables or combinations of vocables. And for me, I like it to be very percussive. So D is a natural go-to. I also like B's and P's. I like that pop off the P. So I use the word bop quite a bit. And I've heard other people that use like actual words like loopy, or there are some people that don't, that kind of lean away from the D sound and that percussive sound to a more soft approach, like words that begin with R, rowdle, raidle, reedle, that kind of thing. So it's really a personal preference, just like it is, you know, your style develops as a lilter as it would a singer or a musician.
That's really cool. I like hearing it, the description. I've never actually heard anyone actually describe a lilting in such a fashion. So, which is why I asked the question.
I'm glad you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, are you a native Irish speaker?
Yes. Well, no, I didn't grow up in an Irish speaking region in Ireland. I didn't grow up in a Gaeltacht, but I went to an all Irish grade school. Gaelscoil in Ennis, Gaelscoil Mhíle Cíosóg. And my mom was an Irish teacher. So we would have had Irish at home than the average family, I suppose. But no, not in a, we weren't in a Gaeltacht area.
I think you told me your next song is Irish, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yes, this is one of my all-time favorite songs. It's a song called Slán le Mhoi. It's about a river, the Mhoi River. So it's goodbye to the river. And it is a song that has some beautiful language in it. It describes this fabulous area in County Limerick, which for a long time was very rich with poets. And they were known as Fili na Mhoi. And this one was written by such a poet. His name was Andreas McCrae. And so the song talks about how fabulous the area is and how desolate and heartbroken and lonely he's going to be when he's no longer there. So it reads like an emigration song, like he's someone who is leaving an area that they're never going to see again. And he talks about the flora and the fauna, the people. He uses some words, beautiful old words that we don't use in our spoken language very much anymore. And what he doesn't mention, though, is that he was asked to leave the area by the local parish priest because he was fooling around with too many women. So there are some people say that he wrote the song as a satire, but I don't really agree with that. I think there's so much emotion in the words and it's very evocative that I think he genuinely was very upset and sad at the idea that he wouldn't be able to return to this area that he loved so much. So I think he was writing it from the heart, but there's various accounts of the story and different takes on the story behind the song. But in one that I read, it said that he was allowed back to the area eventually. But I do not know if he came back a changed man or not. So here is Slán le Mhoi.
Gone clean, gone cool.
Irish Fest Atlanta. Have you ever been to Irish Fest Atlanta?
I haven't. I have been to Atlanta a few times and performed there, but I've never been to Irish Fest Atlanta. So I'm really excited to go for the first time.
How did you end up getting invited to perform there?
I've performed in Atlanta a number of times before and met some of the people involved with Irish Fest Atlanta, and I've run into them at various other events and flas and festivals and things like that and gotten to know them. So I was delighted when they invited me to perform.
And again, you're playing on Saturday and Friday and Saturday night. Is that right?
Correct. I believe they're at 7. So Dave and I are looking forward to performing both Friday and Saturday. Friday, we will be performing before the Ashley Davis Band at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, before Dervish, also at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Now, your first album was called What's Next? What is next? What is the next album? When is it? It's being delayed, but do you have any plans for it? What's going to be on it?
Yes, I do. Hopefully it will be out before the end of the year. It's been delayed because I've been gallivanting too much and spent a lot of the summer in Ireland. But hopefully it'll be out before too long. It is a mixture of songs and fiddle tracks again, and it's a very special album to me. Most of the tunes on it are tunes associated with County Clare. And I have a lot of guest musicians on the album that are people that I play with regularly here in St. Louis, or people that have, you know, made my time here in St. Louis very special, and different musical connections that I've made here. So I have a number of guest musicians, including Dave, who I'll be performing with at Atlanta, Eileen Gannon, Kevin Buckley, Alan Murray, Dan Lowry, and also a great friend of mine, Jackie O'Reilly, who's a dancer. There is one track on the album that's a song that will include some lilting and feature her step dancing as well.
Fantastic. How about one more track to take us out? And before we do that, why don't you tell people where they can find you online?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can find me on my website, emerarkins.com. I'm pretty good about keeping it up to date. And also on my Facebook page, Emer Arkins Music, or on Instagram, which is EMK Arkins. And the last track I'm going to share with you is a song called An Buachalín Dhann, which means the dark haired boy. The song is in English, but the title is in Irish. Some people might be familiar with the song called An Buachalín Bán, which is a pretty famous song and air, which is the fair haired boy. So this is his less popular cousin, the dark haired boy.
Thank you so much for joining us, Emer. I hope you have a wonderful time at Irish Fest Atlanta, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you out there. So
absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Here is An Buachalín Dhann.
My true love, he dwells on the mountain, like a war eagle, fearless and free. By the side of a low tuning fountain that wanders through the wide and the deep, his soul has more valor and honor than a king with his palace and crown. For the blood of the race of O'Connor fills the veins of my Buachalín Dhann. Soft caith míle fáilte I'll give him every Sunday when he comes to me. And sure, what can I do but believe him when he whispers, "Ach, Shlomachri," for his look is so tender and honest, from his bright roving eyes of dark brown, that I'm sure splendor could be coaxed by my Buachalín Dhann. Thank you.
you enjoy that interview and the music. I'm really looking forward to meeting her and many other Celtic musicians out at Irish Fest Atlanta. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. You are amazing. It is because of your generosity that you get to hear so much great Celtic music each and every week. Your kindness pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor, promotion of the podcast, and allows me to buy the music I play here on the show. It also pays for my time creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get standalone stories, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. In fact, Emer Arkins recorded a standalone story that I will be sharing on Patreon in the days to come. So, and it's all that for as little as $1 per episode. A special thanks to our Celtic legends, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda Karen, Emma Bartholomew, Dan McDade, Bob Harford, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary R. Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Kelly. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week, $1, $5, $10, or like those Celtic legends, you can pledge $25 per month. Just make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. So, you know, when you want to cap it at $32,000, that's great, man. I really appreciate it. Okay, I'm not expecting that. And we wouldn't get there anyways because I only do four episodes a month, so... Keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast as the number three item to keep celebrating Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Oh, hey, and if you want to join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation, that's where I take a small group of Celtic music fans on a relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. I'm doing a trip to the Isle of Man next summer, and I'm starting to compile the information, and I might have another trip planned for Scotland, considering if I can pull this together, it might be a whiskey tour of Scotland. It'll be different than my regular invasions. But if you want to be a part of that, go to CelticInvasion.com, sign up right now. Back to the music. The Shanties are up next with Good Day from their album Fear Not.
It's 7 a.m. in the morning and he's off to school. Too long in Tennessee, growing long in the tooth. When a beauty from Missouri came, teased me with my youth. Pretty eyes, pale blue and wise, robbed me of my breath. A little later, just in time, came the lily of the west. A little later, just in time, found the lily of the west. She suffered this old fool as gladly as she could. For a while I felt things I forgot I could. Every smile she sent my way compelled me to my best. And I measured every bearing to the lily of the west. Till I lost my bearings to the lily of the west. She said, you don't really love me, no. You just love your dreams. Things you think that you can't have and you're afraid to be. There's a wild frontier out there with treasures for those who dare. You go after yours now, I'll go after mine. You go after yours now, 'cause yours are not mine. Setting low over a land of promise. She was a whisper in the ear, waking me from the unconscious. Was chasing that stray hope, and I almost had its tail. But one last kiss left the lily of the west, and into the mist lost the lily of the west. She said, you don't really love me, no. You just love your dreams. You think that you can't have or you're afraid to be. There's a wild frontier out there with treasures for those who dare. You go after yours now, I'll go after mine. You go after yours now, I'll go after mine. She said, you go after yours now, I'll go after mine. You go after yours now, 'cause yours are not mine.
After the Shanties came Jared Bogle with Johnny Cope from his album The Old Road Home, and Jared will be at Irish Fest Atlanta as well. Then we finish up the set with the Stern Wheelers with Lily of the West from Shuttered EP. We got one more track to play for you, but I want to thank you so much for listening, and I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. We have just 1 month left for you to cast your votes, and this is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023, which is the last episode of the year, so that incredible show will be coming soon, so make sure you cast your votes while you can. We're going to finish up the show with Avery Levine. This is Willie Clancy's Secret Jig and Munster Buttermilk from the album The Rainy Day. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.